Can we go home? My feet hurt.
I can't wait to see the Brooklyn Bridge. You know, all the years that I've lived in New York and I've never actually been there.
And you call yourself a travel agent. Let's go home.
Do you know what else I haven't seen?
Home.
The Empire State Building. Not since I was a kid. Let's go.
Now my feet hurt.
Why not? We have the whole rest of the day.
We have the whole rest of our lives. One monument every 24 hours is my max.
The view would be fabulous.
Oh. Were you bitten by an out-of-towner? Let's go home.
Ooh, what about the World Trade Towers? Or Grant's tomb? Do you know who's buried there?
I don't care, but I'm going to join them if we don't go home.
General Grant and his wife, Julia.
I'm going home.
Oh, Allie, gosh, look at that, the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, let's go home.
Have you no civic pride? Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
Give me your hand.
Why?
We're going home.
You just broke your own personal record.
What record?
2.5 hours in the tub, prune girl.
I don't care. I love Sundays. The kids are with Charles, and I have 12 hours of no crisis intervention. <laughs> 11 hours and 22 minutes, but who's counting?
Hi, Kate. Hi, Mom.
Hi. What's with your brother?
Oh, he's upset about Tristan.
What about him?
He wanted to bring him home. He said, what's the use of having a dog if you can't take it with him?
Oh, I'll have another talk with him.
Good luck.
Oh, there's meatloaf in the oven.
Oh, no thanks. Dad got a steak on the way home. Chip wouldn't eat his. It's in a doggy bag in his pocket.
Oh, thanks for the warning. I hate doing laundry and finding bleached beef in the pockets. Mind if I come in?
No.
Jenny says you're upset about Tristan.
I don't see why I can't see Tristan all the time.
Well, Chip, Tristan lives in the country and you live in the city.
It's not fair.
I'm sorry you can't live with Tristan all the time, but you're just going to have to get used to it.
Why can't Tristan stay with us now? He was nervous before. He didn't know me.
Sweetie, we tried having Tristan live with us and it didn't work. Now we've been over this and over this.
He looks so sad when I say goodbye. I think Claire does things to him.
You're just saying that to get on my good side. Give me your doggy bag.
Kate will eat it.
Mom, how long do we have to keep eating that meatloaf?
Until it's gone, Jenny.
Do you really think you're fooling anybody by putting on that tomato sauce disguise?
No.
Mmm, smells great in here.
Tomato surprise.
What's in the basket?
Give me a minute. I was on my way home from work, and I decided to walk a few extra blocks down Hudson.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and I happened to walk by this store, and I happened to look in the window, and I saw the cutest thing in the whole wide world, and it got me to thinking, what does this house need more than anything in the whole wide world?
A puppy! You brought a puppy!
Close, but no cigar. I got a kitten.
Oh,
it's sleeping.
What's the kitten's name?
Well, I thought maybe you guys could name it.
Oh, it's so cute.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. And the lady at the pet store said it was 2 months old. She also said you shouldn't handle little kittens too much. They need a lot of sleep, so you can't play with it all the time.
Oh, he is cute.
So yeah, you're not mad?
Just because you brought a creature into this house that's bound to shed all over the furniture and the rugs. Just because the house is going to smell like a litter box.
Okay, can we play with it?
In a minute, Chip. Just because it is going to put an end to Chip's doggy problems and by extension yours.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, thank you, Kate. I'm going to name the kitten Iggy.
Iggy?
Yeah.
Nice name, Chip.
Kate, can we hold him?
Well, why don't we set up its bed and its litter box first? You guys go upstairs and get some old towels. That'll keep him warm.
Bottom shelf, hall linen closet.
Chip, you go down in the basement. I'm sure you'll find a cardboard box down there on one of the shelves.
Okay, I'll find it.
Oh, isn't it great? Everybody's chipping in.
Sure, now. That kitten's been here a total of 2 minutes. Wait until it has its first fur ball in the middle of the night. It'll just be him and me.
Come on, admit it. He's cute and you like him.
I'll admit he's cute, but I won't admit I like him.
What's not to like? He's just laying there like a little furry ball.
He is a sound sleeper.
Yeah, he hasn't got a care in the world.
Hey, come on. I've warmed her up. Now you can melt her down with those little eyes.
Kate, I have a newsflash for you. This kitten's not sleeping. This kitten's dead.
What? It can't be dead. Come on, Iggy. Wake up. Do something.
What do you want it to do? Play the harp?
Is it alive when you bought it?
Of course. I wouldn't buy a dead cat.
Get it out of here.
Okay, I'll take it back.
This is terrible. What are you going to tell Chip?
We're not going to tell Chip anything. He never knew Iggy, and there's no reason to upset him.
No, he only saw the cat for a minute. I'll get another one. He'll never know the difference.
Okay, I found the box. I'll show Iggy where it is.
Not right now.
Why not?
Well, I've got to take Iggy back to the pet store.
Why?
Your mom will explain everything.
Chip, Kate has to bring Iggy back to the pet store because, Iggy forgot something.
What?
His favorite toy.
Oh, but then he'll be back.
Uh-huh.
And I can show him his litter box.
Won't that be fun?
I think Iggy's going to be even more fun than Tristan.
Yeah, so far he's been a barrel of laughs.
Mom, look what I found.
What?
It was Tristan's phone. I'm going to give it to Iggy. Now he'll have two toys.
Oh.
Why isn't Kate back?
Well, it takes time to pick out a new...
toy? A new toy. Ah, here she is. We're saved.
Not exactly.
Can I play with Iggy now?
Not yet.
Why not?
The pet store was closed.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Ellie, I really tried.
Yeah, we all did. Chip, why don't you come over and sit down? I want to talk to you. Help, 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 help.
Yeah?
Sweetie, this isn't going to be easy, so I want you to be brave.
Okay.
You can't play with Iggy.
Why not?
Iggy can't play back.
Why not?
The truth is, Chip, Iggy's not feeling very well. Can't I tell him tomorrow? I can
Ellie.
Poke on it. Chip, Iggy's a little bit dead.
Should we get him some medicine?
Iggy's a lot dead.
Iggy's dead?
But tomorrow I'm gonna go back to the pet store and get us another cat.
Just like Iggy. Practically a twin.
Only this one will be better. This one will be healthy.
Yeah, and you can play with it anytime you want.
Iggy's dead?
That's right, sweetie.
Oh.
Kate, why don't you take that down to the laundry room and we can all have dinner? And, Chip?
Yeah?
We're having meatloaf tonight, but if you'd like, there's still that steak in the refrigerator.
That's what you think.
I told you she'd eat it. Hi, Iggy. How you doing down here? I thought you'd be lonely, so I bought you a toy and some bubble gum. I don't know if cats can chew gum. My dad says dogs don't, but Tristan had some last weekend, and I think he liked it. If you weren't dead, we could play soccer. You're probably too small anyway. But you could have slept on my pillow. Tristan couldn't sleep in my room because he made too much noise. But you're pretty quiet. My father's a doctor. He knows a lot of dead people. You're my first one. Does it hurt to be dead?
Chip, are you down there?
Yeah.
Sweetie, do you know what time it is?
No.
past your bedtime. What are you doing down here?
Talking to Iggy.
Chip, Iggy can't hear you.
Because he's dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, are we going to die?
Oh, not for a long, long time. Not until we're old.
Iggy wasn't old.
Well, kittens aren't as strong as people, Chip.
Am I strong?
Oh, you are very strong and you're fast. You are so fast. I bet you could be upstairs and under the covers before I counted to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Night, Iggy.
Boy, you missed out on a terrific kid. Come on, Chip, you have to eat something.
I'm not hungry.
Not hungry? For your favorite animal pancakes?
No.
Poor Chip. Allie, maybe under the circumstances, animal pancakes were not the best choice. Well, I better get a move on if I'm gonna get that new kitten before I go to work.
Yeah, hurry up, Kate. Wanna see it before we go to school.
What are you gonna say?
No explanation needed. She sold me a cat, she owes me a cat. Back like a shot.
Not only did she refuse to give me my money back or a new cat, she actually insinuated that I killed the cat.
She didn't.
She did too, Allie. She said that I sat on it.
Did you?
No, she sold me a defective cat.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna call small claims court.
You know the number by heart?
No, I'm so upset I just dialed small. Emma, give me the phone book.
Kids, get to school. That is not how it's done. You don't call a bureaucratic system. You go down there and you get in line. You get on a long, slow-moving line. And then you talk to someone to whom English is a second language. Then you talk to their supervisor. Then you get on another long, slow-moving line. Then you talk to someone else from abroad. You sure you want to do this?
Absolutely. It's the principle of the thing. Nobody calls me a murderess and gets away with it.
Right!
School! Okay, here's what we're going to do. You go down to small claims court, I'll take the cat to the vet.
I think it's a little late for that, Allie.
For an autopsy to prove you didn't sit on it.
School!
Mom, can I go with you and Iggy?
Oh, sweetie, you have school.
But he'll miss me.
Chip, Iggy didn't even know you.
Please, Mom.
Okay, I'll drop you off later.
Okay, I'll go to the courthouse.
I'll go with you.
You'll go to school.
Everyone has something fun to do except for us.
Fun? You call this fun?
It's better than algebra.
And social science.
To school. To the courthouse. To the vet.
Hi.
Yeah.
Am I to assume from your expression that you had less than a terrific day?
I had less than a terrible day.
How long was the line?
I don't know. I stopped counting at 50. Finally, I had to get to work. Now I have to do the whole thing over again tomorrow.
Not necessarily. I've got some good news for you. Well, it's not good, but it'll make things better.
Really? What?
Iggy had distemper.
You're kidding.
Uh-uh. The vet told me that distemper has an incubancy period of 4 to 10 days. Iggy was sick when you bought him, and I have the paper to prove it.
Hallelujah, amen.
So now, if you just go down and talk to her, maybe you both can avoid going to court.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? And we finally got rid of Iggy.
Not exactly.
Where is he?
Someplace cool.
What someplace cool?
Oh, you passed him on the way in.
Oh, then it's safe to have a soda?
Yeah.
Allie, why didn't the vet keep Iggy?
Oh, well, the vet wanted to dispose of Iggy, but Chip had other plans.
Other plans?
A funeral to rival Rudolph Valentino's. He's at the florist now. Iggy, you can leave your friend outside.
The funeral was not my idea.
The cat was your idea.
I can't help it if the cops caught us digging in the park.
Okay. That's $35 for the ticket, $25 for the cat, $40 for the vet. Oh, I forgot, $5 for the flowers. So far, your little brainstorm has cost us $105. Now, given the fact that we only had the cat 2 minutes before we realized she wasn't sleeping, that's $52.50 a minute.
I'll put Iggy in the basement.
No, sweetie. It's time a little sanity took over. I'm gonna call the sanitation department and have them come get Iggy.
No, you can't do that!
Chip!
Just because he's dead doesn't mean he's garbage!
Chip, it's all right.
None of you care! He wasn't a toy, he was a cat!
I give up. Jenny, you be the mother. I'm gonna crawl under the sink.
Allie, don't give up yet. Where's the vet certificate?
Here.
I'm gonna go get us a cat, and I'm gonna get it now.
You're not gonna get it now.
Why?
The pet store's closed.
Well, I'm gonna open it, and I'm gonna get a cat if it kills me.
Can I have your room?
Mom, what time is it?
10:30.
Where's Mom?
Oh, she's probably too embarrassed to come home.
Home at last.
Hi, Mom, what happened?
Not much.
Oh, gross.
Don't put that there. Put it in the laundry room.
I don't really think I ought to.
Well, I'm not wild about the idea myself, but the sanitation department's closed, and what else are we going to do with it?
Well, could play with it.
Oh, that's not only gross, that's macabre.
Still think so?
So cute!
Come on, Iggy, say hi to everybody.
Okay, you got it.
Oh, he's beautiful. Oh, he's better than beautiful. Oh, he's alive. Gimme.
Where's Chip?
Oh, he's upstairs in his room.
He's still upset.
Not for long.
Chip! Hi. Girls, hide Iggy. We'll tell you when to come out.
Okay.
What?
We have a surprise for you.
What?
Something you really want.
I don't want anything.
That's what you think.
Girls!
Look, Chip, isn't he great?
You want to hold him?
Oh, thanks, Kate. Mom, look, it's terrific. It's Iggy. He didn't die after all.
No, Chip, that's not Iggy. That's another kitten to take Iggy's place.
It's not Iggy?
Sweetie, Iggy's dead.
I don't want this one.
What?
It's not fair. Iggy's dead and you bought a new cat. How's he supposed to feel?
Chip, Iggy...
If I died, would you get another Chip? I don't want that cat.
I think it's going to be one of those days.
You guys, give Iggy some milk, will you? Allie, what do you suppose Chip meant by how is Iggy supposed to feel?
Well, I don't know, figure of speech.
Maybe. You've never really explained death to him, have you?
Oh, sort of.
Sort of. Is that why you didn't want to tell him in the first place?
Well, you know, it was one of those things. I was just waiting until he was a little older, like 30.
I think you better explain it to him now.
Explain death? Kate, if I could do that, my face would be on Mount Rushmore.
Well, just tell him the same thing that you told Jenny.
She told me to talk to my father.
I have no idea what to say.
Come on now. Listen and learn. Chip, can we talk with you?
Go away.
Sweetie, Kate has something to say, and I think you should listen.
What is it?
Chip, are you afraid that you're going to hurt Iggy's feelings if you like the new kitten?
Sort of.
So you think that there's feelings after you die?
I don't know.
No? Would you like to know? Because I think I can help clear it up for you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Do you know what happens to cats and people after they die?
No.
Well, the truth is nobody knows because nobody's ever died and come back to tell us. But most people think one of two things.
What?
Either you go to heaven or you don't.
Iggy didn't go to heaven. He was still in the basket.
Oh, not the body, sweetie. The body is just sort of like a package that a person comes in. I'm talking about the soul.
What's that?
Well, the soul is like... It's like your mind or your feelings, you know, the things that make you different from anybody else. So when somebody dies, either their soul goes to heaven or it doesn't. And you know, heaven's a great place, right?
Right.
Now, a lot of people don't even believe that there is a heaven. They think that when a person dies, their soul dies too, sort of like a lamp that's been turned off.
That's terrible.
Well, what's terrible about it, Chip?
It must hurt.
No, but that's the whole thing. It doesn't even hurt because you don't have any feelings. It's not like you're outside with your nose pressed against a window trying to get in. You don't even know there is a window. You don't feel anything at all. No sadness, no unhappiness, no loneliness. It's just sort of like a forever peaceful sleep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if Iggy turned off like a lamp, then he doesn't care that we have a new kitten. He doesn't even know anything about it.
What if he went to heaven?
Oh, well, hey, if he went to heaven, he's just having too much fun to care. He's getting, like, angel food kibble every day. He's getting milk from the cow that jumped over the moon. Great stuff.
I think I like heaven better.
Me too. The point is, whatever happened to Iggy, he's fine. It's the people who get left behind who have the real problems. And it's okay to remember him and to love him. But meanwhile, we have a real live kitten right here who needs a little loving.
Iggy Jr.?
Exactly.
Maybe now would be a good time to show him you do like him.
Yeah. Iggy Jr., I'm coming!
Well, so much for death. Any of the other great mysteries of the universe you'd like explained?
You done good.
Thanks.
There is just this little thing.
What?
Now Chip believes animals can think.
Can't they, Allie?
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.